This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. The council is encouraging people from all walks of life to consider a career in care. More carers are needed to support the county's growing number of older and vulnerable people. We've been speaking to Adrian Lovelace and Peter Clark, who've already made the switch.
I worked in retail for about 25 years and just hitting a monetary target gave no satisfaction at all. I'd been working in the health industry before that and just wanted to come back into it and help people, basically.
And so what do you get out of doing this job?
You can finish a shift knowing that you've made a bit of a difference to someone, that you've helped them. In my role, it's to help people get their independence back after coming home from hospital. So it's a lot of satisfaction seeing that happen and the weeks we're there making a difference to them.
And so just tell us what a typical day would involve.
Well, I work in the community in the Dales. It involves a lot of travelling, getting to quite remote areas. So my job is to go out and see these people for up to 6 weeks and see what equipment we can put in place. Help them with medicines and day-to-day living just to get their independence back.
And I guess that the Dales, being the area it is, a lot of people in outlying areas, a lot of them don't have access to transport, so that must have challenges for you.
Yes, people are quite isolated around there. A lot of the services that they would have used aren't there anymore. So we're there to try and promote independence primarily, but we're also there to try and get them out and about as much as possible, meet other people. It could be clubs, it could be day centres, etc. But to try and get them back into the community again.
And do you think they appreciate the work you're doing for them?
Yes, I think we've got a really good name in the Dales and other areas. I think we make a big difference to people. Sometimes we're the only people they see. You know, all of us need some help throughout life. And we're just fortunate that we can help them in that way.
Absolutely. And Peter, just tell us how you got involved in the care work.
I sort of fell into it by accident. End of 2015, I had some mental health issues. And coming out of it the other side, I wanted to do something a bit more people-focused. I previously worked in the insolvency industry, of all things. You know, I've gone into factories, I've shut it down and told people they haven't had jobs, which isn't really, you know, doesn't give you much satisfaction at the end of the day. So I just sort of fell into it a bit by accident. That was in November of last year, and I have to say I love it. It's great.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier about having mental health issues. Do you think that previous job contributed to that?
Possibly. There are other external factors and stuff like stress at work and things like that. But yeah, I just wanted a sort of a different... a role where I could, as Adrian mentioned before, feel the benefit of actually helping people day in, day out. Because myself and Adrian do the same role, so we're out in the community and we're helping people achieve targets for independence, whether that be to be fully independent, whether it's, you know, being independent as much as they can be and then requiring further assistance once our service is finished. But yeah, that's what we're there for.
So, having had your own problems, has it helped you as a person to be helping other people who are in similar situations?
Yeah, I think it's made me sort of a little bit more sort of mindful of, you know, people who are in a low mood, people who are demotivated, things like that, because that's sort of what I suffer from, a bit of depression. And it's just one of those things that, you know, I can be more understanding with people. I'm not going to try and gee them up, because half the time that's the last thing anybody wants.
It's understanding where they're coming from.
Yeah, I understand where they come from, and I suppose I've got that empathy for people in that situation.
So what would you say, it's always quite hard sometimes to say what the best bit of the job is, but what would you say is the one thing that you really get out of it?
About 95% of the people I go and see, every time I go and see them, they say thank you for helping me. And it's a small thing, but it just makes you feel good inside.
And what about the training? what was it like sort of training up to do this, you know, from doing something so different?
It's been really good. I mean, the council provide a pretty thorough training program. I've been on loads of courses. And yeah, it's broadened my knowledge. And then they're always, you know, some of my colleagues have been doing this role that I do for, you know, many, many years. So they're always on hand, you know, if I'm struggling with something or if I need a bit more information about something, they can usually point me in the right direction as well. So very structured, very good training program. And, you know, my colleagues have all been really, really helpful as well.
So if there's anyone listening to this who's in a job that they really don't enjoy and they're not getting much out of it, and they've thought about maybe going to the care sector, what would you say to them?
If you like helping people, give it a go. Might not be for you. I came in, I had no idea whether I'd like it, but I love it. I am going to make this my career for the foreseeable future, and that's only after 9 months in the job, so... if you're not happy, if you like helping people, you can get an immense amount of job satisfaction out of it.